USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With over 1,600 airline flights canceled on Monday because of winter storms, at least 500 flights will be canceled Tuesday. The storm that's been pelting the Northeast will continue to cause problems this week. The densely populated Interstate 95 corridor will see snow problems. Cities like Philadelphia, New York City, Boston, all dealing with power outages and shut down vaccination sites throughout the region. Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most famous groundhog, will be coaxed from his burrow in western Pennsylvania early Tuesday. The forecast for Tuesday morning while Phil is making his prediction calls for snow showers and temperatures in the mid-20s. Phil has only been correct about 40% of the time since 1887. 44-year-old Dustin Diamond, who played the role of Screech on the popular 1990s comedy Saved by the Bell, died Monday after a recent cancer diagnosis. His manager said he was diagnosed with this brutal, relentless form of malignant cancer only 3 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
If Valentine's Day is bringing you down because of money worries, you're not alone. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Can you wish Happy Valentine's Day to a friend? Absolutely. Valentine's Day is not all about romance. It's a day to celebrate love, and friendship is a very special kind of love. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As President Biden continues to use executive orders in record numbers, one such order will likely send a tidal wave of immigrants flooding into the United States. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Biden is set to roll out several more executive orders on immigration this week, which largely roll back the Trump-era rules. One of them is reported to be the end of the so-called Remain in Mexico protocol, which former Customs and Border Protection Chief Mark Morgan says worked well to discourage migrant caravans.
They've just taken away the game changer, one of the most essential tools that we have to address the illegal immigration crisis.
Morgan says this move will encourage more migrant caravans from Central America.
COVID has devastated economic conditions in the Western Hemisphere. That's what's driving the numbers up. You've seen the caravan. The crisis has already begun.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The actual size and the origin of the illegal immigrant population in the United States is uncertain and is difficult to ascertain because of difficulty in accurately counting individuals in this population.
I left my heart.
Tony Bennett has revealed that he has Alzheimer's disease. The 94-year-old crooner's battle with the disease was documented in a lengthy AARP article, which contained interviews with his family members. Life is a gift, he wrote, even with Alzheimer's. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bryant.